All right, welcome back. We are taking a look at the concept, the notion, the reality of communicating with God. One of the things that I'd like to point out as I continue to lay the foundation for this discussion is remembering we are communicating with God. Now, here's the reason I say that. I really do want us to make sure that when it comes to this whole notion of communicating with God, that we keep in our hearts and at the forefront of our minds, not buried somewhere deep in our minds, but at the forefront of our minds, that we are communicating with God, not one of our peers, but with God. I guess one of the ways that I would help us, I'd like to just offer this as an example of a way that we can kind of put this in perspective, is to think about someone who has served as president of the United States of America. And let's say that this person is someone you deeply respect as president of the United States of America. This is a man who, and I'm talking about who has actually served as president of the United States. And that's the reason I'm saying, man, I'm certain that we will have a woman in the White House at some point in the future. But so far, all of our presidents have been men. And so I'm saying, think of a man who has served in that office as president of the United States of America, someone who you deeply respected, and you truly were glad that that person was serving as president of the United States of America. Think about what it was about that person that you really liked. Think about what it was about that person that motivated you to have a deep respect for that person. And just imagine, you know, think back, you know, there were probably a lot of decisions that president made that you really agreed with and really applauded. There were probably some decisions that made you shake your head. But overall, you truly loved and liked and respected that president of the United States of America. Not the president of this local organization or that local organization. Not the president of this institution or that institution, that would be great enough. But we're talking about the president of the United States of America. And imagine you had an opportunity to meet with the president of the United States of America. And think about how you would have prepared yourself to meet and speak with the president of the United States of America, whether by phone or in person. Think about all that you would have prepared in your own mind and heart as you prepared for your conversation with the president of the United States of America. Most of us, and again, now remember, I said a president whom you liked and respected. Someone who was in that White House and you were truly glad that person was in the White House. There is a very, very slim chance that you would ever have spoken to that person disrespectfully. Even the fifth time that the two of you would have met to have a conversation, still serving as president of the United States of America, but now it's the fifth time the two of you are coming together. My guess is a lot of people would speak to that man with more respect than some people speak to their parents. So just remember now, and I hear you. I hear you. Some of you say, hey, I really do have a deep respect for the president. I have a respect for the office, but I also have a deep respect for parenthood, which is a very, very important position. And I would never speak to even the president of the United States with more respect than that with which I speak to my own parents. I hear you loud and clear, and I feel you. So, whether you're talking about your earthly parents, whether you're talking about the president of the United States of America, someone whom you highly esteem, they're in a high position. But with the president, you can sometimes we can see authority that we sometimes lose sight of when we're talking with our parents. Think about the power that that president has that even our parents don't have. I'm not saying the president deserves more respect than our parents. I am saying think about the way we view that office as we think about the fact that he is the commander in chief over all of our military. He has firsthand contact with all of our Secret Service type agencies. This man has access to all the leaders of the world. There's a power that comes with that position that comes with very few other positions in the world. With what kind of respect would we speak to the President of the United States of America? Now, communicating with God. He holds the highest position in all the world because he created all of the world. He created all of the presidents of the United States of America and all of our parents. He created all the other world leaders. And this is my point. If we can speak to them with respect, we can and should certainly speak with God with the utmost of respect. Not get caught up in the fact that we never see him face to face. That's irrelevant. He is still God. One day we will all see him face to face. Keep that in mind. One day we will all see him face to face. And I guarantee you, the people who are very full of themselves, all arrogant and haughty and full of pride, and just talk to God any way they want to now, I guarantee you the day is coming when they will see him face to face. And I guarantee you they will not be able to talk to him with the disrespect then with which they speak to him now. Guarantee you. When he's standing as judge, not as potential savior, but as judge, and those knees are being forced to bow, and those tongues being overwhelmed by the power, the might, the strength of this one for whom they had little to no respect for such a long time. They'll have the respect then. Their knees buckling under the weight of his power, his might, his majesty, his glory, his strength. Their mouths being dominated and overwhelmed by his power and confessing that he is Lord, including over them. The reason I'm bringing that up is to say, since that day is coming, when we will all be seeing him face to face as judge, let's treat him with the respect now that we will be showing him then. When we come back, let's take a look at some of the various ways that we communicate with God due to his mercy, his kindness, his goodness, his love.